What are we doing here?
We're shooting a porno.
Another one?
Yep.
Nice.
Hello and welcome to the Kids with Wrenches podcast.
No, I left my toolbox at home.
No, that's bad creative and we're done with that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Heads of the Table podcast.
Also, bad creative and we're done with that.
We already did the Clinically Average podcast.
Which was good. We like that. That's fun.
It was sick.
That must mean it's time for the Shrek Attack podcast.
Da-na-na, oh, shit.
Na-na-na.
All right. I'm Brandon Schreckengoss, your host, and as you can tell, we have more voices today because there's no video for this one. Sorry, guys. I know you're used to that with your pornos, but I'm here with the Clinically Average boys. If you want to, go ahead and introduce yourself and plug yourself real quick.
I'm Wolf, and I like to party.
I'm Rick, and I also like to party, but less than Wolf.
It's true. And if you'd like to see us party, you can read about us partying at clinicallyaverageblog.com. You can listen to us partying on Spotify at the Clinically Average Podcast. And you can watch us party on YouTube at Clinically Average Podcast. If you want to check out more of us partying.
These plugs going for a while.
Yeah, you can see us partying at Instagram at clinically_average_podcast. And then if you want to just see little clippets of us partying, TikTok at clinically_average.
I do feel like I should add the caveat. There's not a whole lot of partying going on. We
party.
It's usually sad, deep, and makes you question things about your life.
You guys are like philosophical.
Yeah. Like, there's a little bit of partying. Every once in a while we party. We like the kind of like the Kiss song. We know that rock and roll.
Yeah.
And party all the time. But we like party sometimes.
We rock and roll all day and get real dismal every night.
Part of every day we party.
Yeah. I feel kind of weird. I'm not in my usual recording studio.
You feel naked?
Yeah.
Feel like your shirt cocking a little bit?
People are going to think that whenever I have guests, I just force myself into their homes and studios. But
I mean, you lived in my house for a while, so it wouldn't be out of the ordinary.
I did.
We offered and welcomed you into our studio.
Yeah, whenever I worked with Overrated, I went to his house, and whenever I'm working with you guys, came to your studio. But to be fair, your studio is much more guest friendly than my home is, so
it's more studious.
It is studious.
Let's see more studious.
It's very beautiful.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Not in that context. Studious means that you read a lot and study a lot.
I read a lot.
So
that's debatable.
That's debatable.
That's debatable.
To continue the plugs, you can find me on any social media at The Real B Shrek. That's The Real B S C H R E C. Not Likely Ogre.
No,
if you look
BS.
Me up on any social media and I don't come up, I'm not there. I also have a Facebook and an Instagram that are just Shrek Attack. And I also have an email if you want to reach out to me but are too shy to do DMs or something, I guess. It's shrekattack@gmail.com. Is there any way we can reach you boys?
Same, clinicallyaverage@gmail.com.
clinicallyaveragepodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, my bad.
And then DMs open all across those social medias.
So these boys are used to very scripted, heavily researched. They put a lot of work into the podcast compared to me where I just come on and bitch for an hour.
Look, I'm happy to do this right now. It's a lot less stress.
Yeah.
We did
a couple episodes that are less research intensive.
We didn't really, and I'm very open with my audience. We're recording this the Friday after my last episode, 6 days before I normally release. So if the Lions won, let's fucking go. If the Lions lost, I cried for the past week. Now that that's out of the way.
I think alternate history could take place right here.
Yeah, yeah. Now that that's out of the way.
Two timelines after this episode.
Schrodinger's podcast.
Right.
The box of his cats or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Schrodinger's lions.
Write that down.
Write it down.
If I was writing all this down, I need a notebook.
We had so many notes from your podcast, which we recorded first.
But I will now inevitably forget.
And if
over beast.
If you guys want the if you guys want my face reveal, it's not hard to find me online, but I am on video on their podcast.
I highly
on their
suggest
YouTube.
It.
So
I'm biased though.
Yeah.
I'll do anything for a view.
We haven't come up with a real plan. We're just kinda here to shoot the shit. These boys are really good at shooting the shit, and Rick might hurt me by the end.
Attack Shrek.
It'll be Attack Shrek instead of Shrek Attack.
Oh, I like that. It's genius.
Wolf might also hurt me by the end, I guess.
Wolf Attack Shrek.
Wolf Attack physically.
Bang! What are you talking
about? Let's do that episode. Wolf Attack Shrek, just you two. Wolf Attack Shrek. Wolf Attack Shrek.
That's fine. I will put, we said at the end of their podcast, I've said for 10 episodes now, this is my 11th episode. It's an honor to have you boys.
It's an honor to be here.
If I've said for 10 episodes now, I'm too much of a boomer for TikTok. But if Wolfie agrees to do... If Wolfie accepts to do the latest TikTok dance trend or one of their viewers / my viewers' choice, I will create a Shrek Attack TikTok. I don't promise I'm active on it, but it will exist.
I mean, Wolf will do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
There we go. There's going to be a Shrek Attack TikTok by the end of next week.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, gee whiz.
It'll be at Shrek Attack.
At ShrekAttack.com.
I genuinely enjoy TikTok. Like, I thought I was too boomer for it or too millennial for it. But upon getting into it, it's fun.
We've talked about demographics before we started any of our recording today.
Yeah.
Before you got here, Wolf. Sorry. And you mentioned that you have 18 to 22 year olds listening. It's probably because you have TikTok.
I would assume. Yeah, that's where.
I don't have the TikToks. I'm not hip with the kids.
That's the thing. You don't really have to be. I think even me, before I didn't get into TikTok till like last summer because he just wouldn't shut up about it.
They're so good.
And eventually I got into it. But like my assumption was always the assumption that I think a lot of people had, where it's just like teens doing like weird choreographed dance videos.
Yeah.
And cringy, like. There's like duet things where like, and I hate them. I'd always see people like share them on Snapchat where it's like some chick like, or here's a video of somebody ranting about something, and then the duet is just them like pointing.
Yeah,
like,
those are annoying.
Like fuck off! Like you're not even doing anything. You're just pointing at a person who's talking. Like, I don't need
quite literally stealing content.
I don't need to see you affirmatively pointing at them.
I've seen those.
Or I see like country guys getting out of a truck and they bite their lip and like you should take care of your girlfriend or someone else will. And it's like. That's what I thought TikTok was for like 3 years.
Sassy women.
Are you trying to tell me that's not what TikTok is?
Like, I don't see it because their algorithm is like insane. Like YouTube has a crazy algorithm, but like TikToks, I feel like it's reading my mind sometimes. And it's like when I go through, it's all shit.
Here's the thing
I want to see.
Here's the thing with the TikTok algorithm: it will very quickly pick up on what you want to see, what you're watching, what you're looking at, and the content you're interested in. Now, if someone tells you, yeah, I had TikTok for a while, and it was just all like 12-year-old girls dancing, that's a red flag.
Yeah, because you're looking at
because your algorithm
and you're liking that and you're following
has
that.
Has progressed you to just showing you 12-year-olds dancing. My TikTok shows me like political content, video game content, new music. I find new artists.
I find so much music on TikTok. Podcasts,
cooking,
I like.
Podcast clips.
I found books and shit. I found like so many different like authors and books through TikTok. Like, yeah, I don't see that side of TikTok because I'm not on.
It sounds like kind of my Instagram is currently Detroit Lions wrestling. Occasionally, it shows me food and dog videos.
I can't
really many dog videos.
I don't know what happened to my Instagram reels because they're degenerate. I can't share what's on. I think it's just because of the stuff we send to each other that like. You know, the hidden group chats that you don't release to the public.
Yeah.
Mine just kind of turns
into a lot of mine will go down the rabbit hole of Colombian coffee.
Okay. A lot of it's, you know, two homies kissing each other.
Mwah.
It's always just like when the homie calls you boo instead of bro, and he's like kicking his feet.
I mean,
we just send subversively.
You two are the heterosexual partners for life.
Heterosexual life partners.
I get a lot of that kind of
Your
stuff.
Your fucking calendar is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need to make more of those.
Yeah,
we do.
I want one.
They're in high demand.
I guess we can maybe do a sneak peek. We are planning a second one.
Ooh.
And the theme is going to be My Chemical Bromance.
Please tell me you're straightening your hair for this.
I got to figure out something. I'm going to go.
Wolfie, you're straightening out your magnificent beard.
Cut my wrist, dude. Black my eyes.
I'm going to look as emo, mid-2000s emo as possible.
I'm going to wear a flannel.
I'm going to get like the gloves and you cut the fingers out.
Oh, gross. Sick fuck.
be fun. Get commit.
God, I want in on this. So
I
bad.
Want a divorce.
You're doing it too. You're a part of this My Chemical Romance.
My, I was talking to my best friend's wife. What's up, Melissa? I know you listen now. And
is this who's doing your taxes?
Yeah. And I said, I'll let you know what she says.
More of my friends need to get married so I can use their wife's services.
It's aggressive.
So,
hey, go get married so I can use your wife.
Not sexually. For their
I never said sexually.
Services they provide. You're making it sound terrible. Like, oh, your wife's, you know, works in taxes. Yeah, you can do my taxes. That's cool.
I'll do your taxes.
So I
you
sent her.
Hair, you can do my hair. Cool.
I sent her your calendar, and I was like, "When are me and your husband going to do this?" And she's like, "I actually saw that, and I am surprised you never did, but I don't think we ever will."
We literally in all of our content for that we did a call to action. Like, hey, you any guys out there find your heterosexual life partner cool? You know, similar to us and. Do a photo shoot. I want to make a trend.
The slide, we posted a slideshow of them on TikTok, and it was like, if you're seeing this, this is your call to do a questionable photo shoot with the homies.
Yeah.
Kiss the homies good night.
I always kiss the homies good night. Even when I'm not there physically, mentally, I'm doing it.
Mwah.
Spiritually.
Gross kiss.
Don't do your gross kisses on it.
This is going to be my podcast. It's just an hour of Wolfie kissing the mic.
Mwah. I do this all the time, and I can't stand it. His kisses are the worst.
Good kisses.
It's all right.
You
whenever
kiss like a grandma.
Whenever I'm editing later, I'm going to crack up. It's going to be like whenever I last week I went on a rant. I know it just happened yesterday, so I know you guys haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. But I talk about how stupid offensive linemen are in Madden, and I'm like, it's like they just turn and face each other and they start playing patty cake, and I just start clapping and talking audibly.
I mean, it's
I'm half tempted because of all your Madden talk. I haven't played Madden since. I'm trying to think what the last Madden was I actually played. What was the one?
Minus one off the current year. Right?
It was called 25, but it wasn't 25.
It was
like the anniversary.
It was supposed to be Madden 14, but they called it Madden
that
25.
Was, I'm pretty sure that's the last one I purchased. And
I'm interested in what they do this year because this should be Madden 25.
Oh, wow. That'd be 10 years since I actually played. Wow, it's been going 10 years since I played Madden.
God bless your soul, dude.
Wow.
Or whatever greater power you believe in, bless your soul.
Back in the day, I was COD like every year. Again, I play like nerdy games, but I'd buy COD every year. I'd buy Madden every year. And like NBA every year. There's like my three like big mainstream games that came out every year. I'd buy Assassin's Creed.
You played NBA and Assassin's Creed whenever I lived with you.
Yeah. It's been probably about 3 years since I played NBA. It's just too much of a time investment.
It's been about that long since I've lived with you.
Yeah.
So
it's 2020. But yeah, because I had to quit playing those because it became too much of a time sink.
I mean, that's fair.
Because I get into it. Like the way you get into Madden.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing the franchise. I'm doing the ultimate team.
I don't do the ultimate team.
I'm doing every feature. I put too many hours in the
ultimate
NBA
team.
Back in the day.
Madden.
I played Madden 23. I downloaded it on Game Pass, but I quite literally load up, quick play, pick a team, random another team, pick colorful uniforms, and then play the game.
What's your team of choice?
Typically Steelers.
Okay, fair enough. I was curious if you were just a homeboy fan or if
pretty much. Unless it's like then I played a couple games with like the Bengals and started winning more against the computer.
You would, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, wow, the Steelers aren't the only team I can use.
I do the thing I think you do in sports, and I think it's why you're a Detroit Lions fan. Like, obviously, if I'm watching actual live sports, like I typically just watch the local team. So Penguins, Pirates, Steelers, that's who I've invested in. But if I play the video games, I always just try and find one of the worst teams
and try to build them up.
Rebuild them.
Yeah.
That's always what
that's
I do.
That's the most fun
RPG
thing to do.
In fact, I try and like get in character, like D&D that shit where I'm like, okay, how would I go in here and take the Browns to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's the most fun thing you can do, except the Browns and Madden right now are really good. So,
well, I'm dating myself. I haven't played Madden in 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's, you know, dirt, terrible.
And Browns. unless you're like me, you go in and you nerf the fuck out of Deshaun Watson because fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you full role play? Like, if someone drops a pass, like, you just pause the game, switch them out. Like, I'm on the fucking bench now.
I've done that, yeah.
Oh, in NBA? In NBA, yeah. I'll have, like, you know, I'm, like, rebuilding here doing it, but I'll do a perfect play, get my 3-point shooter open, and he bricks a fucking wide open three. I'm like, see, this is why we're a shit team. This is why you're getting benched. God, this is why you're getting traded as soon as I fucking
dunk that shit.
You have one job. You got one job, and you're fucking supposed to sit there and make threes, and you can't make threes.
I do. I talk a lot of shit. I'm like, if my wide
you're white, you're supposed to make threes. You're the token white guy on this NBA team.
This is your job.
This is the one thing you do.
This is why we pay you.
Like, if one of my receivers drop the ball, I'm like, I'm paying you fucking how much money for you to drop that fucking ball? Oh, well, how are we going to fucking win?
Oh, you're done, buddy.
You're all thumbs.
Welcome to the bench.
So I drafted...
You're done, bud.
I drafted a rookie in my latest draft in, like, the 7th round, and he has hidden development. He's also 300 pounds, that quarterback, which is hilarious to me and great. I love it.
Breaking societal norms.
I call him... His last name's like Dumbspurse or something like that. But my
good 300-pound guy.
I showed like my friends that play Madden. Yeah. I showed my friends that play Madden. They're like, look at that dump truck. And my friend forgot his name, so I called him Dumbledore. So now we just call him like Dump Trunk Dumbledore.
Nice.
Oh, Double D.
Double D.
But in my first game, I had and he's only like a 58 overall.
Dump Truck Dumbledore.
He's only like a 58 overall. But in my first game of the season, my 82 overall quarterback was just, he was like fucking 5 of 16 or something. He just was overthrowing everything. I was like, you're fucking done. Halftime, I put in Dump Truck Dumbledore, and he went 6 of 9. Nice. For a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown, no picks. I ended up winning. Guess who my starter is now?
And you're like building a narrative.
Yeah.
I used to like do that with like the fucking NBA. You get like your rookie dude like gets hot like off the bench. And I'm like, oh, wow. And then it's like, cool. I'm like having him like replace the fucking starter because the starter's playing like shit, and I have this guy who's like a 65 overall rating, but for whatever reason he's hot, and it's like, okay, this is working. I go like full like Jeremy Lin, like Lin Sanity thing. Yeah. Like this, like nobody comes off the bench and just like takes over. We go on like a hot winning streak. I'm like, oh, this is a cool little storyline going on in this game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do not do this. I just pick the Steelers and then play the quick play.
You're like kind of our topic we were doing at the end of the Clinkley average, like, cargo fast.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to put any more thought into this.
When it comes to playing Madden, I am neurotypical.
No, dude. Well, because, like, I play my bread and butter video games are, like, nerdy-ass RPGs. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you think about it, when you're playing a sports games essentially are RPGs. They're stats. You're playing strategically, placing your characters. And it's like I'm playing a role-playing, a turn-based role-playing game. And
whenever you upgrade them, you say what kind of upgrade they want.
Yeah, they're playing different roles. Like, you know, you have like your rogue and your archer and your tank and like, you know, your RPGs, but like here, your lineman's your tank. No. And like he's a hybrid role.
I run plays like our coach did.
You're double stacking
high school football. We're gonna go.
So you don't pass.
21 sweep, 29 sweep, 21 sweep, punt. In that order. Run
so
right,
kind of role playing.
Run right, run left, run right, punt.
You are kind of role playing then.
It's a very accurate representation of how.
Or just start slinging it. Yeah, that was Catania football for you.
Yeah, that's how. Well, there is.
You're
no
reliving
Catania.
Your trauma.
There's no Catania football anymore.
Oh no! I got a run block. Ah!
You're having the PTSD meme, like the fire, like just your coach, like Panchik calling a run play.
Fucking play. What am I talking about?
Right, you're on the sideline.
Yeah. I'm on the sidelines watching my friends like, oh, God, they're going to run block again.
What you're doing
oh,
is
no.
Well, what you're doing is you're recreating the failure of that team to reinforce it. If they would have put me in, I could have went states. I would have helped that team win.
I swear to God.
If they would have put me in.
They would have put me in fourth quarter. We went states.
Right. So you're recreating that. Like, you're making them fail in the video game.
I win.
You should
I
do,
win
here's games. Where you could have your power fantasy.
Oh,
you play Madden. Make your character.
Can I be Dump Truck Dumbledore?
And then have them play...
Yes.
Role play the team, playing
I do,
how
I
they
do.
Did, and then you put yourself in and you save the team.
I do lack the skills to play secondary when I'm playing defense, so I do just get on defensive linemen and get sacks.
Oh, for sure.
That's how I play.
When I play Madden, like, I never do anything other than just get the outside linebacker and just fucking see if I can get
pressure.
Out and do a sack.
Whenever I play Madden, I want the ratings to matter as much as possible. They used to have a feature where you could hold down L2 and your player would just play how they play. Mm-hmm. But now you have to control somebody. So I always control defensive linemen because it's the way I affect the game the least.
Yeah.
And my secondary, my linebackers, all play according to how their rating should go.
Well, that's what I figured.
And that's how I get enjoyment out of it.
They're going to play the position better than I am.
Or if I can play it better in a little bit, so I don't want to. If I know I'm bringing like a safety or a linebacker blitz, I'll play them.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, now I'm going to do what I was doing, but with more speed. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. Otherwise, I'm on the line.
I just.
If I go out in coverage, like long coverage, like I'm going to probably fuck this up. So like, I'm just going to stay in on the line and see if I can bust through and get a tackle.
The way I described it last week is, I can take a 60 overall corner with 99 speed and make him good, but with 40 awareness, but then I don't feel good about it. I want to draft people and I want to feel good about where they are physically and mentally.
Would you?
And whenever like they grow, I feel better because they used to be a shit player and now they're decent. You know, it's... I want to see that growth in my players. It makes me a proud coach.
And you want to have them have growth off the field too.
It feels like when I'm playing Overwatch, because I always play support and I always play like Ana or Zen. So I'm like sitting back watching the situation and then yelling at my DPS. And then when they start listening and we start progressing, I'm like, see, there you go.
I made
you a better player. You're welcome. I've successfully coached you into not being a fucking idiot. And now we're winning. Now we're taking the point. You're welcome. But I mean, I don't even play games.
What can I say? Sorry.
I don't play Madden too often.
That's fair.
No, I kind of want to, but I'm too caught up. I impulsively bought a PlayStation 5 last week as retail therapy.
So proud of you.
And no, I'm just locked in on Final Fantasy.
That's okay.
That's me for the next 3 months.
That's fine. Because
there's two new Final Fantasy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's how PlayStation gets me.
You keep jerking it off at work all the time.
Oh, it's so good. And the better one's
coming
out.
Great.
The better one's coming out next month. Two back-to-back fucking bangers.
My leisure time has stepped away from video games and back onto One Piece.
I mean, I haven't really played video games for the last year, so this is kind of like my... Because I kept like, I kind of want to play. I'd have like an evening, play some video games, but nothing was speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And all the things I wanted to play were on PlayStation. I'm like, fuck. I do want to play some video games. I'll fucking get a PlayStation. I haven't played any exclusives.
Yeah, I play Madden because I have a problem.
Yeah.
Other than that, I play adult visual novels because...
Still?
Yep.
That's still what we're doing?
Yep.
That's all I'd ever do when he lived with me is I'd walk by his room because there's no door on the room that he was using.
There's a curtain.
You're like half a curtain.
Yeah.
It's like a half shower curtain.
I still have that.
And I would just go by and there he is like playing like these like visual like... novels of like frat guys. Fucking what was that one called?
Being a dick.
Being a dick, D-I-K.
Yeah.
That's the name of their frat.
What the fuck are these? Are these like the story time games?
Yeah, it's like visual. There's no like gameplay. You just go and make like conversational decisions.
Yeah. Has branching storylines. Yeah.
Telltale game. Okay. You ever played Dear Esther?
No.
Play that.
Okay.
That's a walking simulator, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a lot of story to it.
I'll write it down.
Dear Esther.
I'm done.
I forgot.
Yeah, no, like, and whenever, like, I play the adult ones, and everybody's like, oh, you just do it for the porn. Like, actually, if it's all porn and no story, I'd fucking delete that shit. I want to know why they're fucking.
I want to know how they're feeling.
No, I want to know if, like.
I want to know where their psychology's at while they're.
No, I want to know what happens post-nut. I want to know if, like, did that professor bump her grade up so she passes? Like.
So you're telling me after the end of the game?
I think
part,
we've transitioned into straight porn.
Have you? Yeah,
no, we talked about this. My true calling was to direct porn.
My true calling was to be in porn.
No, they set up a situation.
You filmed me in.
They set up a situation, then they fuck, and then I don't know if her plumbing got done. I don't know if this girl is going to pass English 101. I don't know if anyone ate that pizza.
I wouldn't eat that pizza.
I don't know. If,
that seems unsanitary.
I don't know if the DoorDash McDonald's got cold or not. I don't know.
I'm not Wolfie. I would.
Did
watch
she ever get out of the washer? Did we had to call 911? We don't know.
We'd make a porn. There'd be no sex in.
Yeah,
let's like make subversive.
And you know what?
I would
watch the fuck out of it.
If you'll keep watching it, waiting for the buildup, and then nothing ever happens. It's just like a porn setup, like a scenario, classic porn scenarios, and then the sex never happens.
Oh, Rick rolled.
One of the games,
like they're in the classroom and the teacher's like they're having and they're just like, but oh well, what do I have to do to get this grade?
You have to study like, harder, and then credits roll. You got to study harder, you dumbass.
I'd watch the shit out of that porn. But one of the games I play, the developer, it's called Artemis, another good one. But the developer wrote a note on the new chapter, and he's like, just so you know, There are only two porn scenes in this, just like Chapter 2. I know a lot of people were upset about that, but I've said forever that my game is more story-based than it is, like, sexual-based. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, we don't make a big deal about, like, HBO series and shit that feature, like, pretty much full-on, like, porn scenes.
That's what it is.
But like, I watched Game of Thrones.
That's what I was just going to say. It's but like
just
Game
so
of,
happened to be like full on.
It's like Game
porn
of Thrones.
Scenes.
There's a great fucking story, but occasionally they fuck.
And most books you read feature full on sex scenes.
Yeah.
And it's like, but when it comes to video games and stuff like that, we're just like, oh, this is just porn. It's like, we don't call Game of Thrones porn. We don't call fantasy novels that happen to have sex scenes porn.
People think I'm a degen because I'm playing these games. Like, listen, I've played a game called Acting Lessons, and at the end, I fucking cried.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, the review, whenever I got on Steam and I looked at the review list, it's the same developer as does Being the Dick.
Mm.
But I looked at this review, and the top, like, rated review was, came here, played this to come, ended up crying and having a existential crisis instead.
Yeah.
And I was like,
accomplished.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to check this out. And you know what? At the end of that game, I cried like a fucking bitch.
This is like something I was like kicking around because I've always been like big into video games, and like our podcast is something we talk about more serious shit. I was trying to think of a way, how do I make a topic on this? Because like I've kind of got back into my gaming and I'm playing the new Final Fantasy, and it's like very mature. Mm-hmm. Like the themes and stuff we're talking about is like games at this point have gotten like story based games have gotten to a point like where it is art, like, and people like don't respect it in the same way that people respect like an HBO series or like a, you know, one of those, you know, big movies that wins all the Oscar bait movies. It's like, but there's games I've played in the last 10 years that have storylines and are just as well written and just as good as cinematography and art direction as like big budget movies and TV shows.
We aren't all 2D scrollers anymore.
And like, but people have this idea of it, like where it's like, oh, it's just this, like, it's Mario. Like, it's not Mario. A lot of these games have writing that are just as good as a lot of these things that win so many awards. Like, they turned The Last of Us into a award-winning TV show.
Yeah.
It's literally based on a video game.
Whenever I played Last of Us, the first time I played it, I got to the ending and I cried.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived with my mother at the time, who happened to walk into the room as I'm crying from this video game. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, just games.
Just play games, Bob.
I was telling him, like, I was like playing a new Final Fantasy.
She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's like, it's one of the big inspirations for the game was Game of Thrones. And as I'm playing it, I'm like, oh, this is very Game of Thrones. Like, I cried during Game of Thrones. There's different scenes where I read the books and everything. I was like, I was super into it, like, emotionally invested. And I'm playing this game and I'm like, I don't get why there's this stigma. Like, if I was playing this game, it's like, it's pretty much like you're watching a movie or reading a book, but you happen to play the fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, why is that looked down upon, mm-hmm. like, artistically? Because I button mash to cut a dude's head off as opposed to just watch a dude do it on TV. Like, why is that like degraded as like an artistic expression because you're playing it? It's like, no, a lot of these stories, and I think there's gonna be a lot more of The Last of Us over the next 10 years. I think people are gonna go from like comic book movies to now we're gonna be seeing a lot more well done video game TV movie adaptations because people are realizing, oh, the writing and the imagination that's in these games is actually fucking phenomenal.
Is that our call to rise to pretentiousness?
I mean,
like, oh, I experienced this 10 fucking years ago, nerd. You should have been on Xbox.
I mean, there's going to be
there's going to be that. There's going to be. Kind of happy they're experiencing it.
Because comic book people do that. There's something, because getting like comic, and this movie, like, the comic book fans are kind of insufferable.
Manga.
Yeah, I've been suing this for years.
The, like, manga people.
It's like, so yeah, like, I've never been a gatekeeper type. Like, I'm the kind of person that, like, I love when a band gets big and I've known about for 6 years. Like,
yeah.
Sleep Token's huge. Yeah. Like, I've been telling you about them since 2016.
My kid's on TikTok.
And but you found out about them this year because TikTok told you about it. I'm kind of bitter about it because I've told you. I'm not bitter because they're famous. Like, I love it. I'm like, oh, this band that was a nobody band 6 years ago is now popular? Fucking sick.
I listened to Ariana Grande before she was cool.
Well, you watched Ariana Grande before she was
cool. Also true.
Well, that's always a big glow up. I always talk about, like, Parkway Drive. I saw Parkway Drive in 2009 in a small, shitty dive bar in a back alley in downtown Cleveland. And now, I think this year, they're doing their headlining their own festival in Australia.
Yeah.
You fact check that.
And they're doing like world tour like 2 years ago.
World tours and selling out stadiums and arenas and mega venues.
But a lot of people get mad about that shit.
fuck no.
They're like, oh, fuck no, they sold out. It's like, no, that's cool. That's cool.
No, it's awesome.
And like, for like video games, like I've been playing it since I was a little kid. It's like, if it's starting to getting more like prestige and people actually take it seriously, to me, I'm like, that's fucking sick. That's awesome. About yeah. time.
But I do not like the, oh, your damn Nintendo game. Like, no, there's a lot of story art.
Like, well written. Like, well yeah. done.
I mean, if you...
Sure, there are games that are just more...
dumb. Yeah, Nintendo, there's, yeah, that's the thing. Video game, it covers a whole spectrum. You have your sports games, your dumb explosion, jump around, blow things up games.
Yeah, if you go listen to Overrated on the episode where I was on with him, we did our top five anticipated movies of 2024.
Yeah.
My number two movie that I'm excited for was Borderlands. Is coming out this year.
I forgot about that.
So there's a Borderlands movie coming out, and that's like one of my all-time favorite games.
Oh, I love Borderlands.
It's such a good fucking game. Now, there's a lot of potential for the movie to be absolute shit.
Isn't Kevin Hart in it?
Kevin Hart is in it.
And I'm not a big
He's
Kevin
rolling. Hart. He's rolling.
Oh, that's weird.
Jack Black is Claptrap.
See, I could have seen... I remember when they put the casting out, I'm like, I thought Kevin Hart was going to be Claptrap.
No. That makes more sense.
It would make more sense. But I think Jack Black is going to be a great Claptrap.
I mean, he'll be a if he's... he might... give it more potential because like Kevin Hart, it would have got old real quick. But the reason that I said because I find Kevin Hart annoying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and then when he tried, if he's trying to be Roland and be tough guy, I also don't like when Kevin Hart tries to be like tough guy. I don't like him in any role because like I liked him when he was funny, but it's like now it's like overplayed.
Just, yeah.
I'm being goofy Kevin Hart. It's like, okay, that was funny 10 years ago. Now it's just the same thing every time. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, put him as Claptrap because Claptrap's supposed to be annoying.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I already find Kevin Hart annoying.
That's just good casting.
But if he's supposed to be annoying, I might unironically like that. But like Jack Black has like he has like some character where he can make things annoying but also kind of endearing.
Yeah.
Like he made Peaches. Bowser, like he made that movie. I loved him in Mario. Yeah. That movie was way better than it had any right to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be terrible and I ended up like loving it.
Yeah.
But like cuz he was a really good endearing characters. Like the voice actors did really well. Even Chris Pratt, everybody was mad about that.
Everybody was so mad about Chris Pratt.
That was so stupid. That was such an online conversation. Yeah. People were like making too big of a deal.
People being angry to be angry.
Look, I'm Italian.
Leave that to me.
I was not offended that an Italian actor didn't play Mario. That was an actual
thing. Was that the gripe?
Yeah, that was absolutely a thing online. People were mad about, oh, he's Chris Pratt. He's not even Italian. The guy who originated the voice for Mario wasn't Italian. It's a Japanese game. Yeah,
it's fine.
It is fine.
So people just people want to be angry to be angry, and that's why you come listen to Shrek Attack because right. I'm angry for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to rant with.
This
with
is Shrek. One of my more lighthearted videos. It's kind of nice not just yelling into a mic for an hour.
I'll yell for you. I'm used to having to be reserved.
Yell, yeah.
So I'm used to having to be reserved in our podcast. And now yeah. we get to Shrek Attack.
Shrek Attack. Whatcha?
Yeah, I'm giving you guys an outlet. Get all your anger out now. So you
fuck. Can, shit.
So you'd be docile next week again.
Ass. Good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
We do swear on our podcast, but
I just felt the calling to.
I get swear words. I get into some angry rant where I'm like, fuck this, fuck that, fucking fuck. And I'm just like, maybe I should dial that back. there are some points that, like, there's a lot of deleted audio where people would listen to it, they'd be like, this guy should probably be in anger management.
We just do,
as opposed like said, to like therapy.
We do warm ups before we start the podcast. Like I said, if Wolf kept those, we'd probably be in trouble because it's just us. Just
oh, I kept some of them are gold.
I've heard it today. I've heard it. Yeah,
we just get it all out.
I revealed it to you guys today, but I haven't like revealed it to the people. Which
you're getting a reveal.
Shrek Attack exclusive.
Yeah. So the little one liner before my intro music goes on. Is actually just my mic check.
Yeah.
It always seems like it has to do something with the episode, but that's why, like, last week I had a 10 to 15 second one-liner. It's normally, like, a 5-second clip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's why last week it was 10 to 15 seconds, because I was just going, and I was like, this is pretty long for a mic check and an intro.
Yeah.
No, ours are involved. I want to make sure the shit sounds good.
Yeah. Gotta be in the right headspace.
That's why I record it. I go, I listen to it back, and then I put my intro in. Then I normally listen to my intro to get into the right headspace for my mood. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will, according to the numbers, listen to my intro and just click off my podcast, which it's a great intro. I don't blame you, but listen to my voice too. God, fuck, damn.
Shit, fuck.
Shit, fuck, jizz.
Shit, fuck.
You good?
We all good? We all good?
Don't get the drop.
Shit.
Don't get the drop a hard C word too often in our podcast. Or a J.
J? Can't say the J word now?
We haven't said it on our podcast.
Why not? We should start.
Because we're trying to be professional, you know?
Just come shit. I'm going to develop Tourette's over this room. Ass. Ass shit.
You're welcome. I'm either gaining a lot of viewers or losing them right now.
Yeah.
No, come back.
Baby, come back.
If you like a song like this, we kind of don't talk like this.
Fuck.
In our podcast.
We're just cussing now. You got to say something buttery smooth into the microphone.
Say something buttery smooth.
I can't. I'm on the spot now.
Buttery smooth.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do. There are times where I go on huge rants and I get to that point where I'm just like, fuck. And then I'm like, too much. Too much. Let's take that out.
Well, that's the problem. Ours, like, we got like, if every once in a while, we know we'll let ourselves get a little loose, do a little like funny bit. And then it's like, fuck, all right, now say something smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the idea of the podcast originally was to bring information in layman's terms. That's why it's clinically average.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we are trying to take these ideas, concepts, pieces of philosophy, and bring it into like a layman's term that people can understand. Because a lot of people don't think about this. And we just ran it on when we recorded our episode of just like, do the neurotypicals not think about these things? Do they not devolve into this?
It's a lot of times it's just, I think it's, there's walls to getting to a deeper concept. It's like I think it's like concepts people like think about, but don't have a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, or it seems too daunting to actually break it down. I don't want to do the research myself, but I feel like, okay, if I can break down a complex issue into something that's digestible, that's kind of the idea behind it.
Yeah.
It can be a little daunting when you don't know where to even start with a topic. I want to learn about this thing. It just seems like that's too dense. There's too much for me to deal with.
Yeah. I feel like this, like what we're trying to do is create that jumping off point.
Yeah.
I like to think of it that way.
Well, because that's like how I do with podcasts. Like I think we talked about in the one episode where we used to do more like, I guess like slapstick, kind of like goofy, just like two white guys talking in a garage kind of thing, which is fine.
We were two white guys in a garage.
That was what we were doing. Yeah. But like for me,
sometimes
like,
you were three.
But sometimes four. We had like five.
Yeah, we had a whole gang.
We had whole gangs.
One time Wolfie ate a butter sandwich.
That was that wasn't on a podcast. That was a YouTube video.
Yeah.
But I feel like the podcasts I listen to now are the ones that kind of do that for me. Where like I'll listen to it and they'll talk about a topic either I'm kind of vaguely interested in, or maybe it'll be one that just, oh, I never really thought about that. And then that will send me down a rabbit hole of becoming interested in that topic, reading books on it, finding more content on that. And like I kind of like, okay, if we could do something like that, that's kind of cool. Just inspire someone to be more interested in something.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I don't have the answers for it, but like, hey, this is an interesting concept. Let's just talk about it. And maybe it'll make somebody else interested in that topic. That's kind of the idea.
So come learn, or come start learning, or come get interested.
Come.
Or just come, yeah. I don't know.
Just come. I think the past like 5 minutes, as opposed to whenever we were just yelling fuck, is a better representation of what your podcast is actually like.
Mm.
So a great sample size, if you've made it through all the Tourette's, this is what their podcast is much more like. And if you're into that, you go to
clinicallyaverageblog.com, YouTube at Clinically Average Podcast, Spotify.com, Clinically Average Podcast, TikTok at Clinically_Average.
I'm trying to get to the point where Wolf said that he doesn't really have to tell everyone the specific thing on each platform.
No, they have to. They got to know about
If you go to Spotify,
no,
TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and you just search Clinically Average,
you'll never find
it.
You'll never find anything.
Wolf has to like full on like Asperger's going in like,
this one has underscore.
This one has underscore. This one has an at. This one has blog. Just search it in that appropriate app and it will show up.
They all have the same logo.
Search engines,
fuck you,
are very smart where they know what you're looking for.
We'll search your engine if it keeps up.
Here, watch this. Watch this, Wolf. This is a real clean, condensed way to do it. Yeah, if you want to follow me, it's at The Real B Shrek. That is at The Real B S C H R E C. I'm not an ogre. If you look it up and I'm not there, I don't have that social media. You can also find Shrek Attack at Shrek Attack on Facebook and Instagram. Please like those.
They're never going to find it. They're never going to find your shit. No one's ever going to be able to find it.
Gonna be lost. I spelled it for them. Gonna be lost on Google. Promise you.
This is great. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? I know we're coming up on some time restrictions. Words are after two hours. Words are just not real anymore.
Can I cuss some more?
Go for it.
Fuck shit.
There.
I'm good now.
All right. I'm glad we're getting that out.
I got it out.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna leave it in.
No, that's good.
You need to leave it. Wet kisses. Couple more of that. Couple more of those for the road.
Just as long as he doesn't do it on my podcast.
It's fine. My podcast goes off the rails all the time. I'm normally alone.
I like a visceral. There's no video on this, but you could just see how I look with him doing this.
If you want some kisses, go to Google and type in Clinically Average Podcast. I'll kiss you.
And this really worked out because Rick never hurt me during this. I feel good.
We did a little more hurting on... our podcast was more of Attack Shrek. So if you want to get deep into how Shrek's brain works outside of football.
They had a hell of a time keeping me reeled in.
It'll be episode 15, Shrek Attack Special.
Yeah.
Shrek Attack Special.
So if you want more of this guy, we got him.
There used to be, actually, the name Shrek Attack does come from like a quote-unquote special I made at Sheets in college. So that's actually really cool.
What was title. The Shrek Attack?
It was a wrap with grilled chicken in it, bacon, cheese sticks, buffalo, the Dr. Pepper barbecue, and if you're feeling real beefy, you could add steak.
Real beefy. I want a beefy Shrek Attack.
Jalapenos.
And it was called a Shrek Attack. It had all the calories.
And it gives you a heart attack.
So, yeah, it was a play on heart attack, and it stuck with me for 10 years to become a podcast name.
That's how your heart monitor spikes whenever you take it. It goes,
yeah. So Dom, if you ever listen to my podcast and you get to this point, you named my podcast. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Dom.
That was aggressive. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, way to go, Dom. Thanks.
You and Dom have beef.
God. I don't know this guy, but I know you now, and I'm looking for you.
Cool guy.
I'm going to find you. Give you a wet kiss.
Here we go. All right. You boys got any more plugs? I think I plugged mine in.
I think we're good. We don't have 5 more minutes for Wolfie to plug.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
I just kind of want to see how many things he can plug, you know? Hey.
Why you look so upset?
You boys, you've both listened to my podcast before. You want to do the honors? The last line? The final line? Do you make it that far in my podcast?
I probably don't. I'm usually in the car.
Play the music.
Yeah.
There it is. I'm brain dead. Wolf's drained me. This is what happens when he does this. My brain just shuts down.
It's going to be so much fun to edit later.
Sports Center.
I'm going to be like tuning out. I'm just going, fuck. I'm like, oh, I'm in.
Fuck, shit, piss. Jizz comes.